From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Donald Trump was sworn in Friday as the 45th U.S. president. And later in the day, he and his wife Melania attended a number of balls where he spoke to those attending.
We're not playing games. The work begins. I want to thank everybody. We love you. We're going to be working for you. And we're going to be producing results. Thank you, everybody. Have a great night. Thank you. Thank you.
When Mr. Trump was being inaugurated Friday, anti-Trump demonstrators took to the streets of Washington and other U.S. cities, as well as in other countries, and about 200,000 are expected to participate in the Women's March on Washington today. After the inauguration, former President Barack Obama and his wife, Michelle, left for a vacation in California. Mr. Obama reached out to Americans using his original Twitter account at Barack Obama, promising them and that he and Michelle would get back to work after their vacation. British Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson, during a visit to Myanmar today, responded to reporter questions about President Trump's America First stance and what effect that would have on any trade deals between London and Washington.
The new president has made it very clear that he wants to put Britain at the front of the line for a new trade deal. Obviously, that's extremely exciting and important. The crucial, and he's very keen to get it done as fast as possible, very optimistic that it can be done very soon. I think he said, you know, within a short period after the exit from the EU, and that's great.
Johnson is on a two-day visit to Myanmar. He met with the country's leader, Aung San Suu Kyi. This is VOA News.